On the live line with us this morning before a very busy Saturday is C. Higgins. She is the executive director of Coastwalk. Good morning, C.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. The California Coastal Cleanup, I don't know how it started, but it certainly has evolved into a very huge volunteer event.
Yes, that's true. It's actually the largest debris collection and removal volunteer event, not only in Sonoma County, but in all of California.
Wow.
And I was just thinking about it, like, how lucky are we? There's a whole swath of our country that doesn't have an ocean, doesn't have a coast.
That's true.
How lucky are we get to go clean ours up?
That's right. We're fortunate to have such a beautiful coastline and also to be a part of the solution of cleaning our coastline.
Are people, you know, at all worried when they take part in this event? You know, are there any safety concerns at all about picking up some of that trash?
Well, we like to, you know, we have beach captains and captains at all the sites that go through safety training with all the volunteers before putting them out on the beach. And so we naturally give, you know, good instructions to folks to keep them safe out there, and they have supplies to protect them as well. We're also fortunate that we don't have a big swell or big winds that
right.
day, so we've got Mother Nature helping us out.
You're no joke. You really go out there. You're part of the Surf Rider Foundation. You're in the water surfing every couple of days. And we're like in the Golden Triangle. Like, aren't you afraid of big great white sharks coming and eating you?
Well, you try not to think about that too much. You try to focus on, you know, that the fin is a dolphin fin, or that you get to see other types of marine mammals. I try not to think about the sharks too much.
That sounds wise, C. Now, this is really a two-pronged event, because it's not just the coastal sites that are being cleaned up tomorrow by volunteers. It's also people alongside the Petaluma River, the Russian River, and some of the creeks, too.
Yes, exactly right, because, you know, we've realized that the impacts of the coast begin inland. So Coastal Cleanup Day also covers our watersheds and our inland shorelines. There are 998 sites, I think, and counting right now in California, and several hundred in Sonoma County.
Wow. You know, I've been to a couple of these coastal cleanups, and they're a great day, but they're also a bad day, because you pick up so much trash, and you're like, I cannot believe there's so much crap out here.
Well, you know, it is, though, also an opportunity to be a part of the solution, because, yes, you know, you get overwhelmed by all the news about the impacts to the ocean, and, you know, and you can feel like there's nothing that you can do, but Coastal Cleanup Day gives you this opportunity to go out there, boots on the ground, or, you know, to sponsor and fund people that are going out there and actually be a part of the solution. And that's what's so wonderful about it. And you get to meet like-minded people that are all making an effort to keep our coast beautiful. And the other part about it, as far as overwhelming, one of the big parts about Coastal Cleanup Day is that it's also a huge citizen science data collection day. So we're inventorying everything that's being picked up and what's littering our coast and our inland waterways and our ocean. And then this information is used by educators and policymakers to help combat marine debris over the long term. So it's about being a part of the solution and not just thinking about the problem.
And how many people are we talking about, see, here in Sonoma County as volunteers, and how much trash are we talking about?
You know, we have hundreds of volunteers here in Sonoma County when you combine all the sites, and we're removing thousands of pounds, tons of pounds of garbage. And, you know, that ends up with a healthier ecosystem, not just for humans, but for wildlife.
And it is great, too. You mentioned this, getting together with everybody. You see the families out there. The kids are out there. They're learning about their environment. And I think that's the best part, the families sort of coming together.
Right. It's this opportunity to get exposure to the beauty of the coast and the fragility of the coast all at one time. And
yeah,
to be, like I said, a part of the solution.
It's a great educational opportunity for all of us, I think. And I understand also for the folks who are working out on the Sonoma coast tomorrow, there's going to be a picnic that's going to take place at the Bodega Dunes.
Yes, that's right. After all that hard work, the volunteers, the people that have volunteered, will be meeting at the Bodega Dunes campground, and we have a lovely picnic for them and some raffle prizes and just kind of an opportunity to celebrate the day and the effort.
Well, it sounds pretty good. Now, a lot of people are wondering, see, okay, I haven't signed up yet. Is there still a chance to participate?
Yes, exactly. We have the SonomaBeachCleanup.org website for people to sign up. But at this point in time, we're also going to be between 8 and 9 in the morning, right at the entrance to Bodega Dunes Campground. You'll see a coast walk table set up there. And anybody who wants to volunteer and who didn't have a chance to sign up beforehand can meet us there. We'll go through the orientation, get them supplies, and assign them to a beach.
Okay, that's good to know, because I know a lot of people have, since we've been talking about it all week, a lot of people have called and said, how can we help and how late can we sign up? So that's good to know.
The morning of.
Okay, sounds good.
If they have a chance to see now and then, they can also go on the website too.
Okay, and the website is?
SonomaBeachCleanup.org, and there's also liability forms and instructions on that website, so people can look at that ahead of time, too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's going to be a great weekend, and I know we will be amazed by how many people took part and by how much trash was collected, so congratulations in advance.
Yeah, and thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to talk about it, to get more people out there, and we'll be collecting photos and publishing photos on the Coast Walk website so people can read all about the event.
All right, looking forward to that. See, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's C. Higgins, the executive director of Coast Walk, talking about the big California coastal cleanup tomorrow in Sonoma County and across the state.